Okay, so please, everybody, take your seats. We're about to start agenda item number 12, which is a GAC underserved region working group, which is supposed to take to start at 12 for 45 minutes. So please take your seat and remember that when you're called upon, you please state your name and affiliation for transcript purposes. Now I'm going to give the floor to the chair of the working group. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Those of you present here in San Juan and those participating remotely, good afternoon. My name is Paul Hunter, and I am the co-chair of the GAC Underserved Regions Working Group. We have 45 minutes for our session this afternoon, and I'd like to quickly move through the agenda and take your comments and questions at the end. I'll be shuffling the agenda a bit to start with the revision of the work plan, followed by the new joint efforts potential requests, and then to the onboarding program update, and finally the capacity development workshops update. Joining me on the panel this afternoon is Alice Munya from the Government Engagement Team of ICANN, and she'll be providing an update on the capacity development workshop. And thank you, Alice, and welcome. So to our agenda, the work plan. We have activities in our work plan that are completed and activities that need to be updated in terms of progress and realistic approach to achieving these. Therefore, the work plan will remain a living document, and the working group will update these or the tasks as these are completed and new tasks surface. For example, there are activities that can be sub-activities of a main activity. We have one activity there, which is a survey to understand challenges in the underserved regions. And another activity is engaging with stakeholders to coordinate assistance for the underserved regions. And these can be sub-activities of capacity development. So this is the work that we're working on. In our work plan also, the capacity development activity has been an ongoing and busy one in 2017. And Alice will be talking to that or going into detail later in the session. The next agenda item is the joint efforts request. We work closely with the country code name supporting organizations, the CCNSO, and the public technical identifiers, PTI, to completing the frequently asked questions on delegation and redelegation of the CCTLDs. We, the working group, recognize that the joint effort proved useful in completing this work and would like to know if there are potential topics for our consideration. For example, during yesterday's session on two character country and territory codes at the second level, it seemed like some members, and myself included, are not familiar with the agenda item, and this could be a potential topic for the working group to work in cooperation with other communities. And I hope that you will have some input to this, which I will take at the end. And to the onboarding program update, there will be a session on this program on Thursday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. And you can refer to the briefing that Tom sent us on agenda item 32. Our GAC colleague, Rapid Sun from Cambodia, have been mentoring newcomer GAC member Amicia Musandin from St. Kitts and Nevis. Rapid, unfortunately, is not at this ICANN 61 meeting. Therefore, I want to kindly ask Amicia to provide the GAC with an update on their work. I'll pass on to Amicia. Thank you, Amicia.
Thank you, Poor. I was fortunate to be selected as the GAC member mentee for ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi. It was a great experience for me. The purpose of the community onboarding program really is to improve engagement and retention of new participants. As we all would be aware, coming to one of the ICANN meetings can be pretty overwhelming because you have information being thrown at you and sometimes you don't know really where to start. And so the community onboarding program aims to bridge the divide between those who actively participate in ICANN meetings and the newcomers. What was clear from that meeting was that the various communities were at different stages of development in terms of their onboarding activities, and one of the commitments from all who participated was to ensure that we all get to the same level. And so where materials for various communities were not available, commitments were given to develop those materials and have them formally adopted by the SOs and ACs. A draft onboarding guide for the GAC was developed jointly with Rapid and myself using some guidelines from other communities, and that I understand will be reviewed by the GAC during this meeting. So I think it's on Thursday that is supposed to happen. Another document that was prepared was an infographic that sort of gives a snapshot of what ICANN is about and the GAC structure. There are plans also to produce a video. Additionally, Rapid, as you're aware, is from Cambodia. I'm from St. Kitts, so we live on opposite parts of the world. So sometimes being able to find a time, a joint time, to have our mentor-mentee sessions was a bit challenging. And so a suggestion that was made is that we try to identify members from the different regions in the world so that we can pair mentees with someone from their region to minimize this and to provide as many opportunities for engagement between the mentor and mentee. So I think that we are moving along, and that for new GAC members coming on, they should have a pretty or less intimidating experience at their first GAC meeting. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Amicia. Now to our final agenda, the Capacity Development Workshop. I won't waste much time here. I'll hand over to Alice for the update. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Puan. Thank you, everyone. A very quick background to the capacity development initiative that the underserved regions working group has been implementing. The mandate was provided to the underserved regions working group last year in 2017 and endorsed by all of you, the GAC. We have had about three regional workshops so far. The first one was for the Africa region in Nairobi in 2017, and then for the Pacific in April 2017, and then we had a thematic one for law enforcement agencies in Johannesburg in June 2017. The last one in 2017 was for the Middle East in Abu Dhabi, and all of them were extremely successful. For 2018, we started off with the Asia region, and the regional workshop for Asia took place in February in Nepal, Kathmandu, alongside the APRICOT meeting, providing GAC members from the region with an opportunity to participate in APTLD and APRICOT events and meetings. We've had one here the first day on Saturday for half a day that was focusing specifically on DNS disaster recovery and relief. And it was well attended by members from the Caribbean, although I don't think we had quite the numbers we had expected, but also we had very good content. The next two, one is going to be a thematic one for law enforcement agencies, and it'll take place during the Africa Internet Summit in Senegal. And the last regional one of the series of the regional one for Latin America will be in June during ICANN 62 in Panama. After that, we would want to, as we had mentioned when we started this initiative, is to conduct an evaluation so that we can see to what extent this initiative has had any impact, whether we perhaps need to change the approach or continue with a similar approach. We have an evaluation framework that you all endorsed and approved in Abu Dhabi, so we're going to be using that. And if you recall, you also approved and endorsed two frameworks, one for pre-workshop survey, which really has contributed very well in terms of setting the agenda and ensuring that we have the right content that speaks to the GAC members in the various regions. And then a pre-evaluation survey, which has also contributed a lot towards providing recommendations on how we take this forward. And so far, we've had the surveys are really quite revealing because they've led us to several conclusions that we see recommendations taking place throughout all the regional workshops we've held and the thematic ones. So, for example, you know, greatly appreciated is the opportunities for GAC members to network, especially if the workshops are held either alongside another regional event. For example, for Asia, it was the APTLD. Other ICANN meetings rather than holding a standalone workshop. There's been an ongoing request from all workshops from GAC members requesting for detailed briefing on some of the PDPs so that they are able to understand it. Another common recommendation has been the need to ensure that senior governments government officials are able to take ICANN seriously and by extension provide the resources. That's the reason why we have the high-level meeting and the next one coming up in Barcelona. Several regional workshops, notably the Nairobi one, the Africa one in Nairobi, the Pacific one in Fiji, and even the Asia one in Kathmandu, mentioned the need to have regional workshops at the regional level alongside other regional events. For example,